President Myers, Provost Mason, members of the cabinet, K-State students, faculty and staff, and members of this Manhattan community. Good afternoon. My name is Daryl Reese Jr., and I address you as one of your new K-State student ambassadors. And I am also the president of the Black Student Union. But today, I would like to address you as just a student, a black male student here at K-State. I'm not going to simply gaze over the fact that the incidents that have plagued our community, from the blackface incident that happened last year, to hateful slurs being written on Bosco Plaza, to a noose hanging from a tree, and racial slurs that were found on someone's car. Both incidents now being called misunderstandings, or allegedly self-inflicted. These events and many more that never get reported are directly affecting our multicultural students, our LGBTQ students, and our black students. We are hurt, we are discouraged, we are in pain. We know that we are living in trying times at Kansas State University and in our nation. These incidents cause us to think, are we safe? Who can I trust? Do people really care? So let me give you some encouragement today. Even though I'm hurting, I'm hopeful. Even though I'm saddened, I have not lost my faith, and you shouldn't either. Simply because if we lose our faith and we lose our hope, everything we have worked for will now be lost. During this day of unity, let us unite around the need for a multicultural student center. That we have fought and advocated for many years. Let us unite around the need of a cultural competency course to educate our student population and our faculty and staff. Let us unite around the need for need-based scholarships to help our students pay for the ever-increasing costs of attending this institution. Let us unite around campus safety so all students and staff can feel safe and secure as we walk around this campus. Most of all, we must continue to learn how we can dwell together in unity, to no longer be silent about what is wrong and to support those who are being hurt. To my fellow multicultural students, and particularly my black students, do not forget who you are. Do not forget your history and where you come from. Do not forget what you have sacrificed to be where you are right now. Let me tell you that you represent excellence. Despite your history, despite hatred, despite racism, despite how these incidents have affected you, you are still here. We will continue to fight the good fight. We will finish the race, and we will keep the faith. And most of all, we will graduate. Today marks a very important time here at K-State and in Manhattan, Kansas. In this very moment, today, we all have the opportunity to make a decision. If we are going to uphold what it means to be a family, it starts with loving one another as one has loved us. To say that I am my brother's keeper, to say that I am my sister's keeper. Once you step foot on this campus or in this community, no matter where you come from, the color of your skin, or your religious background, together we make a family. It should be your duty and your highest aspiration that the person to the left of you and to the right of you, or the person that's not or the person that does not look like you feels that they are a part of this family. and that they are safe in this family. Because most of all, the love of a family is life's greatest blessing. We know that it's time for change. It is time for action. And I know we will continue to make the necessary steps to do so. So K-State family, it's time to get to work. Now, I have the honor of introducing our university's 14th and most esteemed President Richard Myers. Thank you.